The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings and welcome to our meditation session together. Very happy to be here with all of you. And as a little introduction to the meditation, when I was in Burma practicing Vipassana there, I would have regular meetings with the abbot to talk about my practice and go into his little house. And as one day, as you go into his house, I entered the room where he was. Just on the right was a shelf, kind of like an altar shelf, and there are usually some Buddhas there. And I didn't think about them much. They were just there, and we had to pass them to get to where he was. And one day I came in, and there was a new Buddha there. And I glanced at it, and my mindfulness was somewhat sharp, and I saw very quick and rapid succession the recognition of the Buddha there, this Buddha statue. It was a beautiful statue, and the recognition of the statue, and the pleasure of looking at it. And with the pleasure came wanting the statue. And what surprised me was the clarity of that sequence of first there being this pleasure in looking at it, and then the wanting. And the wanting was really a wanting for more of that pleasure, even though it was expressed in wanting the Buddha and wanting the continual pleasure of having that Buddha. And this idea of being able to see more deeply where our desires come from and how often they might come from something as rudimentary, something basic, as whether there's a pleasure or discomfort with something going on, or anticipated pleasure or anticipated discomfort. And so one of the advantages of sitting quietly in meditation is not to study for this exactly, but rather to be quiet enough that we start seeing the sequence of events that come into play, how one thing is the condition for the next thing, how pleasure can be the condition for desire, how displeasure, something painful or uncomfortable, can be the condition for aversion and resistance and clinging and tightening down. And in that event there in Burma, when I saw that very quick succession of Buddha, pleasure, and desire, I didn't do anything with the desire. And that was, you know, kind of the freedom there. The desire arose. I saw it with such clarity how it arose and why it arose, the conditions for its arising. And I was able to just leave it completely alone. In a sense, my mind went, wow. And in that wow of seeing it, I didn't pick up the desire. I didn't do anything with the craving for it. I just left it alone. And in that leaving it alone was my freedom in that moment. So to sit now, and the idea is to sit with mindfulness. And mindfulness is a clarity of awareness, a clarity of mind, that within which our life reveals itself. The lived experience appears in that clarity. So to gently close your eyes and without further ado, with whatever clarity of mind that you have now, what is the present moment experience for you? What's actually happening? What's happening in your body, your physical sensations? And is there any physicality of resistance or leaning forward or wanting or pulling back, contracting? And if there is, it might be unpleasant and there might be a reaction to that. Judgment about that, or desire in relationship to it. That's okay. maybe just see it all in the clarity of the mind. Whatever degree of clarity you have, don't try hard. And then to notice what's happening in your heart, in your emotional being. And without working too hard at it, is how you're feeling emotionally. Is it on the pleasant side or unpleasant side? It's all okay for the purpose of meditation. But then, is there any desire or resistance in relationship to it? And no need to do anything, but to allow that to be known in the clarity of the mind. And then what's happening in the mind, your thoughts, mentality? And is it more on the pleasant side or unpleasant side? And is there any desires or resistance or pushing away? And seeing that in the clarity of the mind, just letting it be, but seeing pleasant mind states and thoughts, and the subtle, perhaps, desire for it, reaching for it, or unpleasant mind states, unpleasant thoughts, and perhaps the resistance or pushing away or displeasure. And now become aware of your body breathing. Become aware of how your body experiences breathing. So that awareness, in a sense, is in the experience of breathing, not in the control tower looking at it or thinking about it, but rather in the body, sensing it, feeling what's happening as you breathe. And is the experience of breathing more on the pleasant side or more on the unpleasant side? And is there any desire, wishing for, or any pulling away or pushing away, any aversion? And then take a few moments to feel whatever pleasure, whatever is pleasant in the experience of breathing. No matter how subtle or how small percentage of the experience it is, look for what is pleasant in the experience of breathing. And use that sense of pleasantness as a touchstone, as an anchor for being present for your breathing. And in a very simple way, there can be a very simple desire or prioritization or enjoyment even of the pleasure of breathing. Some people can have a little bit more pleasantness in breathing if they subtly adjust their breathing. Breathe a little bit more, slightly more deeply, maybe by letting go into the inhale and letting go with the exhale. Slowing down the breathing a teeny bit, speeding it up a little bit, or relaxing parts of the muscles involved in breathing. The belly, diaphragm, chest. And perhaps there's a gentle and non-assertive way to let the pleasantness of breathing, if it's there, help with the clarity of the mind, help with the quieting of the mind, the settling of the mind. Every time you exhale, let go of your thoughts in favor of being clear with the experience of breathing. Quiet and clear, and in the clarity, seeing how things arise. Maybe seeing how desires arise and leaving them alone, not getting involved, one breath at a time. wanting and not wanting can be such a regular habit of the mind, ongoingly, that it becomes invisible to us. As the mind becomes more open and clear, can you notice the movements towards or pulling away, the reaching forward of the thoughts and feelings that come with desire, the pulling away or the pushing away, contractions of not wanting? And not that you have to do anything about it, except see it clearly. Know clearly it's happening. And then let things unfold from there on their own. when there is desire, and we reach for the desire, when we cling to it, have passion for it, depend on it, get attached to it, this all can obscure the goodness of our hearts, clouds it over, distracts us from it. When there's something unpleasant and we want to push it away, we're attached to it, a negative attachment, attached to it for it to go away. A certain kind of negative passion for it to go away, clinging to it, involved in pulling away. All those extra movements cloud the heart, obscure the goodness of our hearts. But to learn to see things in the clarity of the mind, and in the clarity itself, to help us be free from the clinging and the pushing and the grasping and the tightening that obscures the goodness of our hearts. So the goodness of our hearts can view people in that goodness. We can see people independent of what is pleasant and unpleasant in what they say and what they do. We might clearly see that people do unpleasant things and say unpleasant things. And we have wisdom about that, clarity, good understanding about that that's the case. But to avoid getting entangled in the attachments and the clingings and the involvements, so that in the goodness of our hearts, we can also relate to the hearts of those we disagree with. May whatever clarity of practice that we have, may we understand how that can free up our care, our love, our goodwill for everyone, including those we disagree with. We can still disagree what they say and what they do, but we don't have to disagree with them, with their basic inner humanity. They also have a heart like you do. May we today learn how to extend our kindness, our goodwill, our compassion to the hearts of those we disagree with. May we wish them well. May we live in such a way that they might be happy and healthy and safe. So there's an opportunity for what's good in them to come forth as well. May we not sacrifice our own goodness because of our antipathy for others. May our care extend in all directions to all beings today.